Oh, come, oh, come, oh, come, oh, Holy Spirit. Amen. It's always a delight to be with her, in part because she's just a phenomenal storyteller. And she's lived an incredible life, so she has many stories to tell. In part, it's because she is so absolutely clear about who she is, what she's committed to, and what she's called to. I've just returned from a few days at the Barbara C. Harris Camp and Conference Center, where if you follow me on Facebook, I know, shocking, selfie with Barbara Harris. It's incredible to be with Barbara. I've known her a long time. She's been to General Convention 18 times. That in itself gets you a place in heaven. But what I really appreciate about Barbara is that she is an African-American woman of a generation where that alone is significantly challenging, and the challenges that she's lived through have been immense. And then you add to that to be the first woman in the Anglican Communion to be bishop. The struggles, the challenges, hate mail, people threatening your life, all of those sort of things. And yet, Barbara is clear about who she is, what she's committed to, and what she's called to. In the midst of that, you always get this strong sense that she's about reconciliation and healing, about resurrection and hope. And that's why we're here today. That's why we're here on this occasion, to gather as God's people, to be those people who focus on healing, hope, reconciliation, and new life. Do you have any sense there's new life in this cathedral? Is it just me? All right. Walter Brueggemann, good theologian, said this: "We are called to be a community rooted in energizing memories and summoned by radical hopes." What does that mean, to be a community that really has a strong sense of their memories and yet a great strong sense of hopefulness? And my sense is that is, we're really clear about who we are and who we've been, but we don't live there. We don't live there. Some of you heard me say that tradition is the voice of our elders and those who have gone before us, and that voice needs to be heard. And particularly as we gather today on All Saints Day, we are ever mindful of that. We must embrace that. But amidst that, we need to be in that place of radical hope. We need to be that place that, regardless of those challenges, those things that seem like will always be broken, that wholeness is called forth from us. Wonderful platitudes from a bishop, isn't it? Sounds all real good, doesn't it? Here's the key. Left to our own devices, believing that we can do that on our own, holding on to that sense that you bet we're going to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and we're going to make that happen, aren't we? Good luck with that. Now, on the other hand, if we listen for a moment to Paul's words to a community, a faith community in Corinth, who, it's not hard to imagine, and if you do any little bit of background and research, it becomes pretty clear, lots of challenges, lots of issues, lots of things happening, and this is what Paul says. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them. If you missed all the rest of that, hear this word. Everyone. Everyone. It is so critical that we understand. It is so critical that we embrace what Paul is telling us here. These are the words that Jesus shared with us and echoed sort of his last words. I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm sending another. Be assured of that. The Holy Spirit is coming. And now Paul is saying, guess what? The Holy Spirit is here. And it's not out there, it's in you all. Each and every one of you, not just some of the special ones or some of these folks who are, all of them. Everyone. Everyone. And the same is absolutely true today. Everyone here is gifted with the Holy Spirit. I'll give you a few minutes to feel good about yourself. I'm not done. I just want you to feel real good about that. Now, listen to the words from the gospel. These are as important. Because often, if we do get to that place, if we feel good, if somehow, some way along, we've been affirmed and made clear to us that we are gifted, that's great. That's awesome. But now we need to hear those words from the gospel. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them to go ahead in pairs to every town and every place where he himself intended to go. Yep. It's not about us holding on to it. It's not about just being ours. In fact, what he says, find a partner. Find a teammate. Find a community. Do not establish a committee. No, take those gifts that I have given you and go on and go out and be those people I'm calling you to be. Find partners. Those that you know around. Those who you've not met yet. Those who are out there engaging God's mission now. Find partners who too are a part of that. Everyone who's gifted. And use those gifts. Here's a great line from John Wesley. To do this. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, for as long as you can. I'll email it to you if you didn't get it. But you get the idea, right? We are called to go out into the world with partners from here, partners from other places. It's wonderful to have our ecumenical partners here, people tonight, and other people from the community. It just makes it iconic that we are not to just be here, but we're called to make partners, to respect each and every human being that God has gifted them as well, and we're being called to use those. Good people of St. Mark's, I want to say a couple of things to you on this grand day. The first thing I want to say to you is that I have all the confidence I have in you. I have all the confidence that I have in you as a faith community. And I want to share these words from theologian John O'Donohue. Blessed be those who have loved you into becoming who you were meant to be. Blessed be the gifts that you never noticed. It's worth hearing again. Blessed be those who loved you into becoming who you were meant to be, and blessed be the gifts you never noticed. In the last couple of years, you have found and used gifts that you never thought of. You have walked with each other. You have loved each other. You have found ways to be God's people here like never before. People have loved you, like the good bishop over here, like John Redker. And others have come and loved you here, but you have loved yourselves, and from that you have become even clearer who you are as God's people and who you are being called to be. What I also want to say to you is keep discovering those gifts. Keep walking with others. Keep loving each other. Please keep walking. And please walk out those big doors back there and find other people to love and other people to walk with. You have immense things to share, many of which you've discovered recently, and there is a world hungry out there for wanting those gifts. And Paul, good friend, colleague in ministry, what I want to say to you on this day is that I have all the confidence that I possess in you. And you want to know why? It's because you went to camp. You get it though, right? They're laughing and it is funny, but you get it. Living in community, faith formation, leadership development, stewardship of all of God's creation. We can go another direction here, the five marks of mission: teach, tell, tend, transform, train, treasure. You get it, right? All about camp. So for those of you who are not campers, let me tell you something about Paul. He knows how to collaborate. He knows how to multitask with a variety of ages of people. He can build a campfire. Weather does not intimidate him. And he just expects that things are probably not going to go completely as planned. Welcome to camp. But, friend and colleague, most importantly, what I want to say to you about what you learned at camp and what I learned at camp through all of what I just said was you learned that it wasn't about you. You learned that it wasn't about you. You discovered gifts that you had there. You shared those gifts with others and were able to do amazing things because of that. And that, my friend, will carry you a long ways here. Good people of St. Mark's, Paul, brother in Christ, you have been greatly gifted by the Holy Spirit, and now I anticipate that you are going to become incredible, holy partners. Following in the footsteps of the saints who have come before us, particularly here in Minnesota, whether that be Whipple or Breck or Emma Galbo, or the saints we know in other places, like I mentioned, Barbara Harris, and all the other saints that are here today, those that don't get the limelight. All of us are called to that, and you have something. So on this day, good people of St. Mark's and good brother in Christ, bring your gifts together. Get clear about who God is calling you to be. Commit to being in relationship and in partnership with all of those around you. Follow in the way of Jesus out those doors and engage in God's mission. Let us pray. In the good words of Andrew Greeley, may your work bring order where there was chaos, wisdom where there was ignorance, brightness where there was obscurity, purpose where there was confusion, warmth where there was harshness, laughter where there was pain, challenge where there was boredom, and God's holy peace where there was hate. May you create in the name of God who creates, be wise in the name of God's revealing word, and loving in the cause of God's Spirit who serves. May God bless you on this new adventure. May you have the wisdom to use the gifts of God as given you to be holy partners, Dean and St. Mark's, and total community with the rest of the world, bringing forth the transformation and the kingdom of God near. May it be so this day, in Jesus' name. Amen.